Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
They are larger than ducks, smaller than swans, and birdwatchers have identified more than 25 varieties of them. Geese, however, which mate for life, have almost human characteristics in the way they relate to each other and protect each other. Flying almost as high as a Boeing 747, migrating geese can rise to an altitude of 29,000 feet. An unidentified friend of Guideline sent me the following information under the heading, Lessons from Geese. These facts about geese and the lessons we can learn from them are much too good to just put in a file. Fact number one, as each goose flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the birds that follow. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds 71% greater flying range than if each bird flew alone. Think of that. An increased flight distance of up to 71%. The obvious lesson? Nobody gets where they are without teachers, parents, and mentors. Jesus taught that the discipling, the training of others, is life's greatest task, not simply climbing the greasy pole of success to get ahead of the next person. Working together instead of against each other allows geese and their human counterparts to go much farther and to soar higher. Fact number two. When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of flying alone. When that happens, a goose quickly moves back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird immediately in front of it. The obvious lesson? There's no room for independence in life or in a family. We're all dependent on each other. And by recognizing that and respecting the interdependent relationship, you go further, faster, and easier, and accomplish far more than trying to go the distance alone. Fact number three. When the goose or the lead goose tires, it rotates back into the formation, and another goose flies to the point position. Smart? Much smarter than their human counterparts, whose egos are so huge that they refuse to let anybody else provide leadership. Surveys indicate that involvement in church offices is counterproductive to most spiritual growth in the majority of people. Why? It's simple. 90% of the work in any church is done by 10% of the people. So after a while, they are burned out, ready to quit, and often drop out entirely. The same thing is true of the leader who refuses to let others lead, fearful that he or she will lose his prominence. Fact number four. Geese flying in formation honk to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. Now, how researchers know this isn't quite certain to me. I'm never sure whether they are encouraging or blowing their horns to get them moving. But I never cease to stand and watch geese in flight and listen to their distinctive honking and marvel at their grace and symmetry. I do know one thing for sure. Encouraging each other is so important when it comes to increasing production and a sense of well-being. Whether it is your child, your employee, or a friend, encouragement can make the slight difference between success and failure. Fact number five. When a goose gets sick, wounded, or shot down, two geese drop out of formation and follow it down to help and protect it. They stay with it until it dies or is able to fly again. Writing to the Galatians, Paul said, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual, restore him gently." Fact number six. Geese mate for life in a powerful bonding that defies understanding. Who said animals and birds are dumb? Try and explain that if you would. If you have access to the internet, you can listen to what you've just heard. You can download it in MP3, or you can print it out. You can share it with a Bible study or meditate on it or pass it on to a friend. If we can provide help or counsel or prayer, get in touch with us. That's why we're here. Our email address is guidelines@guidelines.org. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh.